This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call, 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear from you. And it's a gorgeous day out there Wednesday. I think it's supposed to be nice for the rest of the week, too.
It's going
to
get warm. You know, summer is going to return after a bit of a respite. We had summer in May. Then we started the fall in the first week of June. The heat is coming back. And by, you know, 4 or 5 days in, we'll all be whining and complaining. And,
That's true.
When's the cool weather going to get here? It's just the way we are here in New England.
It's true.
We are never happy.
We shouldn't, because of the lousy, horrible, freezing, cold, lots of snow winter we have.
Oh, is that what happened? I've completely forgotten about that so far. I've deleted it from the hard drive here.
We can't complain about summer, though.
No.
Because it's way terrific. Too short.
And we also have to hope that the weather is really good, because Donna, from our next segment, will be visiting with her husband in just a couple of weeks. And I'm going
to
miss her. I'm so bummed about that.
I am so bummed that you're going to miss Donna as well. But
you get her all to yourself.
We are going to have so much fun.
I know you are. This town will never be the same when you two. I mean, you two took down the Cayman Islands single-handedly. Now what's going to happen with our fair town of Manchester?
I know. I can't wait. I just can't wait. So let's without any further ado, let's welcome on Donna. Donna's delights.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
what's y'all
baby.
Doing? What's been going on?
I know.
Y'all,
we miss you.
Cold. It's cold up there.
No. Not anymore.
No, it's beautiful. Today's gorgeous.
Yeah. Okay. It's hot. It's getting hot up there.
It is. It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
It's going to get even hotter when I get there in a couple weeks.
We were just talking about that.
We're going to paint the town red, purple, green, orange. We're going to have a rainbow going.
Well, Carol likes it funky, so that'll work, right, Carol?
Yeah, we're going to do it funky. It's going to get so funky, you're going to need Lysol. You're going to need
air. Oh, jeez.
It's going to be funky.
And what is this there? Did you you have a new Facebook page? Donna's
Delights. I'm trying to get it together.
Y'all
done gave me a voice, so I gotta get out there. You know, it's time to get it all crack-a-lacking.
Crack-a-lacking. I think that's awesome. That's awesome.
So do you have it's like a fan page for Donna's Delights?
I got some fans, Donna. It's New Hampshire in the house. We ready to do this.
All right, so I have some bad news for you. I was in a restaurant today. I won't say where. And they sell whoopie pies. They're called Donna's Delights Whoopie Pies.
No.
From some, and I don't remember what town. I was trying to Google it just a few moments ago. Somewhere out of New Hampshire. So be careful that you don't get sued, because the name Donna's Delights has been taken.
Not the way I spelled it.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Hold on. It depends on if that other Donna's Delights has it registered. You never know. They might not.
Well, if it went to court, the court would rule in favor of
it. Crazy and funky anyway, because I'm a crazy and funky girl, and nobody does it like Donna. You hear me? So we good. It's a whole lot of Donnas, but it's only one Donna, you know?
Well, we may have to connect you two Donnas and let you duke it out in a steel cage wrestling match.
Steel cage? We ain't going in no steel cage. Oh, that sounds a little dangerous. I'm not violent.
Yeah, but your man is a trainer, so I mean, you could definitely be buff and chiseled and cut and ready to go.
Yes, he is a trainer, but see, my face is too pretty to be somebody slapping on. You know, this is for loving. It's not for slapping.
It's not for slapping?
No, this body is for loving, not for being abused.
Okay. Well, that's good. So what is new? You've got this new Facebook page, and what
what is going on? What is new down here is I'm recuperating. I had a little sickness, but I'm feeling a lot better. Got me a little bit more herbs in my body, and I'm doing a little bit better.
Good.
But other than that, I'm trying to get excited about coming there. So I'm trying to get everything moving and grooving. So when I get there, we're just going to have a ball.
Well, what do you want to do? What arrangements for entertainment would you like Carol and Daryl to make for you and your husband?
I can't wait. I left it all in her hands. So whatever she does, she's going to do. And I'm excited, because I'm normally the planner of the whole trips and everything. And so this time, I'm leaving it all in her hands. And whatever she do, I'm just going to go with the flow.
And what are the dates that you're here again? What are the dates?
I'm going to be there July. I'm going to be there June 31st. Up until
wait a minute,
July
there is no June 31st.
You mean June 30th?
Oh, June 30th.
There you go.
It's not 31 days in June?
No,
not this year. That's every 4 years. That's leap year.
Oh, okay. Well, June 30th is when we're driving up, and then July 5th is when I'm saddling out.
Well, on the 3rd, which is Friday night, we are going to a party. It's one of my very good friends, Bob. He lives on the top of a mountain. He lives on top of Mount Unkanunik. And he has a huge bash on for the 4th of July. There's live entertainment, lots of food, and...
Oh, we gonna get twerking and everything? We're going to have fun.
Twerking.
It's going to be very fun. So,
can't wait because I leave everything into your hands, and I'm very excited about coming and seeing what New Hampshire has to offer. Donna's delight.
Well,
now, want me to get into the recipe?
Yes, we do. Go. Take it away.
You know, it's summertime. It's a time to sit back and unwind. I like to sit at somebody's cookout and eat until my heart's content. Now, every cookout that I've ever been to always had potato salad on the menu. Mm-hmm. Now, I was watching TV a few weeks back, and this man who owned a restaurant was on there talking about summer was coming, and the picnic item to have was potato salad. So I was like, okay, shake your face. Watch yourself. Show me what you're working with when it comes down to that potato salad, because everybody knows one thing. I don't eat everybody's potato salad. Rule number one, if you see it on the table, your first question should be, who made the potato salad? Okay. Well, I watched and listened to this man real close on the TV to see what he was talking about. Every time, like, I watch my neighbors in the front yard when they arguing, I want to see if I need to call the police or whatnot. Well, if this man served his version of potato salad to me, I would have had to call the po-po chef on him. Because this fool tried to pass off counterfeit potato salad on the real. He just had some potatoes, eggs, green onions, some celery seeds, salt, and mayo. You could not pay me to eat this man's potato salad for all the tea in China. Mistake number one he did was put mayonnaise in his potato salad. I do not eat mayonnaise. Blame it on my daddy. We didn't even own a jar of mayonnaise in our house when I was coming up. I don't care what generic cookie my mom bought, cookie, soda, ketchup, or whatnot she bought to save a penny. She knew she better not come in that house with no frills but salad dressing. It must and had to be Miracle Whip, period. So, in this potato salad, you'll need 1 to 1.5 cups of Miracle Whip. You'll need 8 to 10 red skin potatoes. I prefer red skin potatoes because they're my favorite, just like my favorite football team, the Washington Redskins. Don't hate the player, hate the game. What you're going to do with those red skin potatoes, you're going to peel and you're going to chop them. No bigger than a quarter, no smaller than a nickel. You'll need 1/4 cup of yellow mustard. You'll need 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. You'll need 1/4 teaspoon of fresh dill or dried dill. You'll need 1/4 teaspoon of celery seeds. You'll need 1/4 teaspoon of white pepper. Also, what you'll need is 1.5 tablespoons of salt. Now, I know you're looking at me like, who's going to put all that salt in their potato salad? Don't nobody want all that salt in their potato salad. But here is the trick to the salt. What you're going to do with the salt is you're going to put it in a pot of water with your potatoes. So when your potatoes are boiling, your salt will salt your potatoes. Now, you'll need 1/4 teaspoon of curry powder. You'll need 1 tablespoon of white vinegar. You'll need 1 tablespoon of salt. You'll need 1/4 cup of celery chopped. You'll need 1/4 cup of green peppers chopped. You'll need 1/4 cup of celery chopped. Also, you'll need a quarter cup of sweet pickle relish and two hard-boiled eggs. And I used a quarter cup of green onions. If you do not have green onions, you can use white. Now, the man on the TV, he used green onions, and I have to give him his props because the green onions did make the potato salad taste a little better. So now, this is what you're going to do. You're going to place those potatoes in a large pot with some cold water, and then you're going to put your salt in it, and you're going to let it boil. And you're going to boil your eggs. Now, while you have that on the stove, you can chop up your onions, your celery, and your green pepper. Now, after you chop all your ingredients, you're going to place them into a large bowl. Then you're going to add your seasonings, your sugar, and your mustard, and you're going to mix it well. Now, when those potatoes get tender, when you can stick a fork in them, you're going to drain the water off, and then you're going to pour those hot potatoes over top of that mixture, and you're going to let it cool off. Now, that is my mama's trick. When putting hot potatoes over the mixture, she told me that that cooks the vegetables and it lets the onions and the peppers mellow out so you won't have that stinky breath. Now, just after you let it cool on your counter for about a half an hour, what you're going to do is you're going to peel and chop your egg, and you're going to place it over top of your potato salad. Now you're going to get your one to one and a half cup of your Miracle Whip. And this is what I do. I wash my hands really, really well, and then I mix it by hand because I don't want potato soup. Because if you start mashing it with a spoon, that's what you get. It look like mashed potatoes, and don't nobody want no mashed potatoes. You want potato salad. So I fold it with my hand. I sprinkle it with paprika for some color, and I chill it in the icebox, a.k.a. the refrigerator. And then once it's nice and cool, you enjoy nice potato salad.
Tater salad it is. Ken,
that's it.
All right, so Miracle Whip versus, say, Hellman's, you know, that's one of the big debates.
It is.
In fact, it's the biggest response I ever got to a Facebook posting. I put side-by-side bottles of Hellman's and Miracle Whip, and I said, which one? Close to 8,000 people viewed it, and hundreds responded, and some people are really passionate. So why Miracle Whip? Because that's what your mama used, or you
that's
like the taste?
I'm telling you, we could have generic ketchup, generic crackers, cookies, whatever. But when it came to salad dressing, my daddy didn't play. It was Miracle Whip. So I'm so accustomed to my mama using just Miracle Whip all the time. She don't care if the jar is $10. She better come home with it. She got to have a jar of Miracle Whip in that house.
Yeah, the brand loyalty is amazing for that brand because people, I mean, Barbara, you know, she has to have Miracle Whip, and I have Hellman's. Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice that for generations, people keep buying the same thing they were raised on because.
Put a little crack in there.
What? Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, my.
Because we're addicted. I don't care how much Miracle Whip is. I'll be huffing and puffing. But if I need a jar, I'll get it. It'll be like $5 a jar. I'll be like, and I'll get it.
Send me that recipe because it sounds like a really, it sounds like a delicious
it does.
Recipe.
It and, is. We're going to have to thank you for the picnic when we go so that I can eat the potato salad.
Are you girls going to cook together, create something fun?
Of course, we're going to have a bowl. I cannot wait. I'll probably blow a gasket. I'm so excited.
Maybe you can get her serving waiting tables one day at one of your restaurants,
oh,
Carol.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be a riot. So put her in the drive-thru window.
Wait. I ain't no cheap labor now. Yeah. You're cooking me out. No, I can't wait. Whatever y'all have in store, I'm looking forward to it. I'm leaving it all in y'all's hands, and we're just going to have a ball.
We are. We should have a really good time. Good.
We are. We're going to have a ball. They're going to be like, y'all had way too much fun. And then I'm going to be like, yes, we did. Because remember, life is for living and food is for giving. And Donna's out of here.
So she is. Bye, Donna. I think she said that she's going to be driving up here.
Yes, they are driving up.
I mean, it's not even an hour flight from Baltimore. Well, I guess Baltimore's not that close to where she lives. But, a flight's not even $100. Anymore.
I was kind of surprised they were driving. But.
Yeah, because basically you're killing 2 days if you're driving. I mean, it's probably maybe 8 hours, I'm going to say. You're not that far from Philly. I'm not sure what part of Delaware she's in.
Right.
But, you know, just hop over to Baltimore. I mean, one time we got a tailwind. It took 56 minutes to get from Baltimore to Manchester. Quick. It's like one of the best flights ever, especially at night because you fly just west of Manhattan and you look down. I always sit on the right side of the plane to see the city, New York City. And if it's really good, you can see all the way to the end of Long Island. And you can see Newport and Providence on the other side if you kind of know your geography. So that's one of my favorite quick on and off flights. Yeah. Plus, the Baltimore airport has pretty good restaurants. So,
yeah, Baltimore's a pretty good size airport.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. And you've probably been through the section there where all the food, they've got them all lined up in one.
That's the one, too, that has the rocking chairs, too, right?
Yeah. A lot of them are actually going to the rocking chairs.
Do.
Manchester has them. Yeah. Baltimore has them. Yeah. I'm trying to think of Vegas. No, Vegas has slot machines instead of...
Yeah.
Have you ever flown out of McCarran Airport?
Which is
Vegas.
Yep.
It's nuts.
You
can't get away from the slot machines. By the time you're going home, I've had it with the slot machines. Okay, maybe $5 more.
I know, I did.
Did you really?
I got suckered.
Did you?
I did.
Have you ever hit a good payout on a slot machine?
I have.
Yeah?
I'm pretty lucky.
Are you?
I don't gamble all that often.
Right.
And but when I do, I have to have the feeling, and when I have the feeling, I usually win. Everybody hates me for that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, do you play the pennies, the quarters, the dollars?
I play different ones.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. I've played the high rollers before. And,
yeah. So we're talking $5 or higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
that's high roller.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, you've probably seen the slot machines that are $500 a pull,
too. Oh, yeah. I haven't done that.
No.
I have not done that.
We would have to punish you for that.
Yes, for sure.
But, I mean,
sure.
You can also win $250,000 on one of those.
True. The higher you play, the more of the payoff.
That's very true. And typically, the higher percentage of payout on those high-end machines as well.
Right.
I mean, the penny machines have the lowest ratio payout. But I have to say this. I always laughed at penny slot players until Barb sat down one day. We were in Vegas. I'm grinding away in a blackjack table, winning $5 and $10, giving it back, winning it. She walks over because now you don't get the money. You get a little payout slip that you put into a machine. Or in this particular case, she had to be paid in person. She played a penny slot machine and maxed it out. She won $1,000. Now, think about that. Had that been a quarter slot machine, $25,000. But she hit the very top prize, $1,000 on
That's
a penny
cool.
slot machine. I never make fun of penny slot machines again because she wiped my butt in terms of what we won that week together.
But, you know, when you do those penny slot machines and you hit the max amount, it's not really pennies.
Well, no.
Sometimes
no,
it can be up to a dollar.
No, in this case, it was $1.25.
Okay, there you
but
go.
But I said, you know what? It is not worth playing a slot machine if you don't play max coins.
Exactly.
Otherwise... You can't possibly win the top.
Yep, you're not gonna.
What's a buck and a quarter a pull? It's like playing, you know, a quarter machine with five coins. So she followed my suggestion, and it rewarded her handsomely.
Yeah.
What's your biggest payout win?
You know, I don't remember. It was like, I think $2,500.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was a dollar machine probably, huh?
I don't really even remember. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
Did you have to pay taxes on that? Because sometimes they will come over and you have to fill out, I forget what it's called.
I did. I think it's over 1,000?
I think it's less than that, actually.
I think it's 800. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. But anyway, but I'm not a huge, if I get the feeling, I do it.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Hey, whatever works for you is the important thing.
Yep. Daryl's always like, do you have a feeling? Can we get some lotto tickets?
No.
Not today. Not working. Not happening.
Does he like casinos?
No.
No?
No. Nope. He lets me do it.
Yeah.
I have the feeling.
Yeah. That's funny. When I worked at another station, this is 15 years ago, actually Ken Kale was our sports guy at the time, and I had a female partner, Peg Jett. And I was the main host. So the three of us decided to do a field trip one day to Foxwoods. We took the day off from the air because it was a morning show. And we went down, and we all pretty much went our own ways once we got there. Because typically you don't always want to do the same thing as the other people. So I played blackjack, and then I think Kenny and Peggy went off. And I think Kenny plays slots, as did Peg. So it's time to go. We all agree at 3 o'clock, going to come back for the two-hour ride back to New Hampshire. And I'm probably even or a little bit up for the day, and I don't recall what Ken did. So Peggy, who was not casino savvy really, she has her hand behind her back.
Oh, boy.
And then as we all met, the three of us together, she pulled out and fanned 10 $100 bills. She just hit a slot machine for a grand.
Cool.
So I was very happy for her.
Yeah,
that was exciting
awesome.
When that happens.
That's fun when that happens. It
is.
Really is. It is.
So.
All right. Well, I think it's time for a break. And when we come back, we'll be in studio with my dad. And stay tuned. He has a really cool recipe to share.
Tell me what it is?
No.
Okay.
No. You're going to listen? You're going to stay tuned and
be
listen.
Be a diva.
I will. I will. All right. Stay tuned. You're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Food for Thought. 131 on the Pulse. WTPL is brought to you by New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, and Casey's Rib Shack, famous Hickory Smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue. Folks, it's the real deal. They're on 2nd Street in Manchester. And a quick reminder, Sunday is New Hampshire Day at Fenway Park, and the Pulse has your tickets. Join Peter St. James for his live broadcast tomorrow at the Bond Auto Parts location in Hooksett. 1109 Hooksett Road, not too far off of 93. He's there doing the show, of course, as he does, from 9 to noon. Five pairs of tickets to give away to Sunday's game, New Hampshire Day, but you have to be there. So come on by, say hi to Peter, and you could win one of those five pairs of tickets from The Pulse.
Fun, fun. Mm-hmm. And in case you don't know, and you are just tuning in, Peter's show is from 9 to noon now, not 6 to 9. 6 to 9, we have Jack Heath back. And 9 to noon is a mid-morning meltdown with Peter St. James. So just to remind people.
I learned that the turkeys take 28 days this morning to gestate in their eggs. And the hot, dry weather is better for survival than the cool, wet weather when the turkeys are the wild turkeys. So just a little
wild
fun fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not the drinking kind, George. But
yeah,
the,
I know. Well, I was only, my brain was somewhere else because in our yard by the pond, we have a, I believe it's a loon.
Oh,
14
really?
Eggs and just hatching.
Oh, no way.
14?
Yeah,
they lay that many eggs?
There's 14. John
Holy
saw him.
Cow.
He counted them out. He almost had a heart attack. He says, on the other side of the pond. He's cutting in there, and he says, all of a sudden something started going, making all kinds of noise, hissing and everything. He thought it was a snake, and it was a loon.
Really?
And she took off. She just grazed his head, and he kept going. Look, oh, my God, guys, I counted 14 eggs. Just a big size, big eggs.
Interesting.
And I say it's a loon. I didn't. This happened Saturday. It's not a duck because I see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a long swoop like a swan. You know?
Okay.
But it's gray.
Not a Canadian goose?
No. Not that big. It's small.
Wow.
John said he thought it was a loon.
I am shocked. I thought they just had a couple eggs and that was it. Not
14 eggs. And I think if I have the courage, I'll go in and look. I don't want to disturb them.
No.
He said, oh, come on, leave her alone.
All right.
Because survival rate is tough enough when they're born. There's a lot of natural
stress
predators.
Out and kill everything.
Yeah.
You know?
So
we already have two mallards. They're in here all the time.
Really? How big is your pond?
A half acre. That's not big.
But enough to support wildlife.
Well, what it is, it's got water, fresh water coming in from a brook, fresh water. And it's control. I control it with a dam.
Yeah?
So it spills over all
the time.
It's
pretty cool.
Got fish?
Hornbout.
Okay.
Hornbout. Shiners.
We're supposed to stalk it and have a fishing derby.
Yeah, we never did. Crayfish.
Crayfish, yeah. The basics.
Well, we're going to do it next year.
We should. We're going to do that and to benefit some society and give the money back.
Sounds like it's a healthy pond ecologically.
It is, but what I did find out, the statistics behind it is if you buy, you can't buy from the state trout.
Okay.
But if you do buy privately and they give you a list, the state will match whatever you buy.
Really?
So it was going to cost us $1,000 to fish.
How many were you going to get?
I forgot now. I'm thinking.
I know. Daryl and you were
I have a sheet upstairs in the office. And we were going to charge $15 a person. And up to 16.
Okay.
If you go over 16, it's more legality in it than ever. And we were going to raise $2,500.
Yeah.
It would have been fun.
Yeah.
A little fishing derby.
We'll shoot for next
year. Yeah, a little fishing derby.
Okay.
This year
we
you had
do
the
it.
Wedding. So.
And the other statistics I started to say, the statistic was, you can't have it later than the fourth week of April, the end of April, because the waters warm up in ponds, and trout won't survive.
Oh.
So there's a lot to it. There's only a few ponds in the state that can take them in the summer.
Really?
Yeah.
What about salmon?
Deep.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's water. It must hit the running water, Well, mine to be landlocked. It'd be,
Sure.
They can go over the dam, but they don't want to go down that dam. it turns into a brook.
Okay. They wouldn't do well with that.
That's fun. It's kind of, interesting. It's a lot of fun.
Who knew?
I know. Yeah, I was.
There's going to be a big wedding at his house next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
And who's doing the catering for that?
It's Belmont Hall.
It's going to be Belmont Hall.
Terrific.
And
better be.
We got a nice menu. I should tell a menu. We got a nice steamship of roast beef. We have charcoaled 5-ounce chicken breasts with green peppers and onions. And then we have pulled pork with rice. With the rice mixed in, they do that over there, and it sounds like crazy. I didn't think it was great. I mean, the sound of it, but when I had it, it was very good.
Now
when they pull it, they mix rice in it.
Are you doing any of the cooking?
No.
But tell Mike what you plan on doing for the day, during the day.
During the day, that's what this recipe came up today. I have a smoker, I had it custom made in Georgia.
Oh, I love it.
I went and picked it up when I was in Florida, and I'm going to just have that smoking all day. I'll start the night before.
Is that
12
the,
hours?
Is that with a steamship?
No, I'm going to do a Boston butt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He'll just do that separately.
That's just part of it.
Yeah.
Anybody come in, out, whatever. I don't know.
Is that your favorite toy?
I like it.
Yeah, I love smokers.
But you know what's wrong with it? You need a lot of people. I tried it a couple times. You can put a little freaking little piece of meat in there. Not enough.
I do hamburgers on mine occasionally.
Yeah.
But you're right, because it takes a while to get the temperature up to where it needs to be instead of the propane.
It's a job.
Oh yeah.
To keep it 225, you work.
Oh yeah, you got to babysit it.
And if you drink, you're in trouble. No, you babysit. Like I'd have to go to bed. I'd have to be checking it at 1 o'clock. Checking it at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, because it's all done with vents, with air, right? Circulating the air. There's no volume or no heat controls.
It's too cool.
Yeah.
When you're almost done the 10 hours, you just have it got down to science.
Then you start the drinking.
Yeah. I did it quite a few times in Florida. It was a lot of fun. So it should be a very fun day.
Yeah.
They just called me and said that Jessica's all stressed out. That's the bride-to-be.
She's the bride.
She's all. She had to back up the food 1 hour, and she's going crazy. I said, don't worry about it.
It's a big deal.
Don't worry about it.
Got enough notice. 5:30,
we'll eat at 6:30. But to her, it's, remember, she has her whole life. It's a bucket list.
She has everything written down.
Everything written down.
Hour to hour.
Who is Jessica in relation to you guys?
That's the bride-to-be. That's
right,
Diane's daughter.
Okay.
37 years old. Yep.
Dad's friend's daughter.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it. I haven't met the whole family yet, so.
So that's what we got going.
What do we got going on your little tablet there today, Dad?
Yeah, well, we need this as my guide.
That's okay. Don't you love tablets?
I do. I love it. Without this, I would be nowhere.
Is that an iPad?
Yeah.
I know. I have
one. That's a small version. I have one, too, and I love it.
You had one?
Well, I had one, but then I sold it because I went to the droid, so I have the tablet now, but I need to get an iPad.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I really like my iPhone.
We don't want to keep getting off the subject. I have one here, and I have one home, and I have my small one, and they all correlate together.
Yep.
That's what you want.
Yes, that's the thing, exactly.
That's the beauty.
And that's what I don't like about the tablet.
I mean, I can take
a
picture 10 minutes from now. It's here now.
Uploads to the cloud and syncs up with your other
computers.
That's
why I never looked for another type. I just like it.
So you keep your recipes on there. I know when you come in to visit us.
They're all on here.
Yeah.
Everything is on here. So this is I just call it pulled pork. I start with a 10-pound piece of meat. That day I'm going to do 20, two chunks.
This is a Boston butt now?
Boston butt.
Okay.
Yep. They go
Boston
around.
Boston butt? Boston that's what they
butt.
Call it?
That's what you call
sure.
it. It's a Boston butt.
Where do you get it?
Sam's.
Really?
They have it all the time.
Okay.
And 10 pounds runs you about $16.
Not
it's very
bad.
Economical.
Right.
There's a 40% shrink rate to it.
Oh, is that much?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the problem with it. That's why it's low. I used to do them things years ago that were 90 cents. 90 cents a pound. I thought it was the best thing going. Then.
Well, still, $1.60 a pound ain't too shabby.
No, it ain't. It isn't bad. And then, all right, we're going to rub the whole thing with some EVOO, of course, to make everything you're going to put on it adhere. And you're going to make yourself a mix of a teaspoon of pepper, 2 tablespoons of granulated onion, same thing with the parsley flakes, 2 tablespoons. 1 tablespoon of granulated garlic. And then you're going to rub it all in, and you need 3 tablespoons of paprika. That's what I put in there. And the salt is very important. If you don't put the right amount of salt to 10 pounds, it is 3. I don't know why, because usually it's 5. A tablespoon for every 5 pounds. But if you don't, it's not salty at all. And I cut the chunks up in 4 or 5 pieces, you know, maybe 4 inches, 5 inches, because I find it cooks a lot better. Not too small. And season all the pieces with the above seasoning. Then you place it in I call it a long deep. That's a stainless steel pan that's long. And in the restaurant business.
Restaurant
talk. Yeah, mm-hmm. Restaurant business, you always cover with tinfoil.
Sure.
You know, it's just quick, easy, and cheap, and tight. And with that, now you're going to mix one medium size. That's a separate sauce. One medium size of your favorite and best barbecue sauce with a half a cup of EVOO. 12 ounces of brown sugar makes a big difference. And 6 whole cloves of garlic. And just mix that together, and you pour that over it.
Are you dicing or mincing the garlic cloves?
It doesn't matter. It's just going to be in there. It's going to be all part of your mix.
Okay.
And then you're going to use that carrot, celery, and onion all over and put it up underneath it. Well, you know, on the barbecue, I don't, because it's suspended. Yep. But in a pan, you want it off the bottom. And that's about all you do. And then you cover it, place it in 300-degree oven for at least 6 hours.
Before it goes on the smoker? Or?
No, I'm not smoking.
Right? You're not smoking it,
this
okay.
This is for the listening audience.
Oh.
The smoker would be the same thing, except there's no pan, and it's just a dry rub roast.
Oh, okay.
And that mix, you only use it after it's cooked, but it's in the bottom of the pan. See what I mean? You can't do that in a smoker.
Right, because there's fire under
that
there.
Mix.
Right.
I'm going to do. I put a little brown sugar with the smoker. So we got 2 recipes going here.
Okay.
You know, I put some brown sugar with it on the smoker. It gives that flavor. But when you do it in your oven, when you pull it apart, you use some of that juice. It's hard to beat. And you mix it, pulling. You know, because it's got the pure strength garlic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it a little different. I'm saying one way. I'm reading another way. If you're going to do it in your oven, on your smoker, you pierce the butt. And I put the cloves down inside.
Do you have one of those injection things? They look
syringes? I've tried that and used that.
Okay.
Until I got squirted all over my best shirt. But it works. It works good.
I'm sorry to hear
it
that.
It went in one side, came out another hole.
Oh,
it kind of backfired on you, huh?
There we go.
There you were.
It works good.
Smelled good, but looked like hell that day.
It does work good.
Yeah.
But I feel too much like a doctor.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Well, just see how crude it looks? It's kind of big, and it's got a hole. Yeah. It's on an angle, and
it's almost like a turkey baster size, but it's got the plunger, you know. So it's like a syringe,
sharp point.
Oh yeah,
it's wicked, but
squirted out.
It backfired.
The whole thing of smoking it is the fun of doing it.
Well, it is. At what temperature do you? 300?
225.
225.
You don't let it go over 250. You don't let it come under 225. You keep it there. And you got to regulate that smoke and regulate the fire and
you do.
Regulate the vents.
And I'll tell you what, it's a whole different project when you do it in the winter. Because I smoke all year round.
Oh, okay.
And in the winter, because the outside is so cold, there's more heat radiating.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to keep feeding it more.
Of course.
It's more challenging.
It takes a lot of wood.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Well, I use lump charcoal. Don't know if you've heard
of
that.
Well, I control with charcoal. That's what I've been doing. You know, I use the wood, mm-hmm. put quite a bit of it in, but you get more of an infinite control if you put the lump in.
Okay. Yeah, I love that stuff.
I found that. But it's a lot of fun. Then I usually put some sausage in with it. I'm going to do it.
Waste the heat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. You got a big rack there.
Yeah.
It'll take a half a pig. It's good size. Yeah, it's pretty good. That's fine. I never did a pig in it.
I was going to ask if you've ever done a pig roast.
I always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, pig roast. I used to do them. We used to cater. I used to make.
Really?
Bring it to people's houses.
I was grossed out by it, though.
You know, it is. What I did, I made a mistake once when we lived on Lowell Street. I don't know if you remember that. I did a young lamb, spring lamb, whole.
Oh.
Everybody thought I was cooking a dog.
Oh.
That looked like a poodle. Oh.
I'll never forget that. You know. Only here in New Hampshire, everywhere else, they go, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, even a small pig. You know it's small.
Right.
You know, and
plus, it's called a suckling, pack. so that just makes it worse.
I did a pig once, a small pig. It did. It strikes you funny.
Did you butcher it ahead of time, too, or did you have that done for you?
No, we used to go to that farm in Hooksett. I can't think of the name. He's gone now. He's a Greek man. Remember the Greek guy I used to get all my stuff from?
No.
Yeah, he passed. He had a special seasoning for lamb that he used to go to Greece to get.
Wow.
And I never even told you about that. I used to see him so much because I was catering a lot of lamb at Belmont. You get on with the Greek people, mm-hmm. and they sure. knew you made good stuff, and they knew I was getting it from him. And he had special seasoning. Only could get it in Greece. And he was always, always supposed to take me with him. You can't have it in the United States. It's illegal.
So like drugs or something?
Yeah, well, they don't want you to cross it. There's something about the,
right.
the you know, plants and stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
He said, you got to sneak it in. That was then. You know, mm-hmm. I'm just talking, again, all the stories I have of 15 years old. But he died. And, mm-hmm. I never was able to go. I was ready to go.
Wow.
And I was just talking to Brian about it the other day. His son is still up there, and I should go up and see him.
Yeah.
He has the greatest seasoning for lamb I've ever had.
So you think he would be able to get it stuff from the son?
His son still has it.
Why couldn't he duplicate it at home, though, if he knew what the
ingredients
were? No,
that plant was just there. You yeah. only could get that seasoning in Greece.
What plant is it?
I don't remember. It had a lame name. It mm-hmm. was forget it.
Wow.
It was great. And he used to use basil and mm-hmm. garlic. Garlic. It's so much garlic in it that you don't think it's going to be good, and it's great. Yum.
So you were on the farm-to-table thing ahead of a lot of other people if you're buying and hooks it and serving it at Belmont.
Oh, yeah. No, then I had a big a pig roast I used to pull on my truck.
Hmm.
They still have it. They never use it once.
Yeah.
They still have it. I even think they sold it.
Maybe. We need to go on a break.
I hate to see those things go, but it's gone.
All right. Well, dab your eyes because you brought yourself to tears with that description of the rub, the Greek rub.
Yeah, the rub.
I think you got to go visit his son.
Here's a tissue.
I do. Just last week. Yeah, Brian said we got. I will. I'm going to go out.
Right.
I really do because we're getting into that again. You know,
we need kind to make that for Mayor Gantz's some Thursday.
Ooh, he'd
Can you imagine
love that?
That. Yeah, you'd be a hero, George.
Yes, you would.
We invite Bobby Stevens.
There you go. Fine.
I know their recipe. I know what they like.
All right.
You've
served
it's
them
different
all.
Than us. It's mm-hmm. it's a little different, but it's very good.
All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Come back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike as we're nearing the end of our show. Up next is Kale and Company. And Monarchs, they're
doing great. A couple of overtime wins.
Yes.
So they're up 2-0.
And now they're in Utica.
They have 3 games there. Max, I mean, they may not play all 3. If the Monarchs win the next 2, that's
exactly.
it. Bring the cup back. It'd be fun to see them win it at home, but that would mean that they would not have done as well in Utica as they would like. So if they win it there, great. They'll have a big party for him here.
Definitely. That'll be really awesome. Go out with a bang.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, I want to mention tomorrow that we talk beer with Michael Hopley-Pierce, who has the Tap Handle Show. This guy knows his craft beer. And
we renamed his segment, too.
Oh, he did?
He did. It is MHP Untapped.
Oh, okay. All right.
MHP Untapped.
We don't have to worry about pronouncing his name then.
No, we don't. No, we'll just call him MHP.
MHP. But anyway, so he'll do his segment tomorrow. Also, Benjamin Goldman has a restaurant in Cape Nettic, Maine called The Velvet Habit. And did you post that picture of me gnawing on that that T-bone bone?
I didn't.
Okay. Well, it's out there anyway.
It is out there.
Barbara and I had dinner there Saturday night. A fun restaurant. Very different. Very unique. Fresh approach to dining, very friendly, and I invited Benjamin, who is the owner, to join us tomorrow because I just think he'll have some cool things to say.
Yeah.
Got a very cool restaurant. So, and Chef Patrick will be here as well. So we've got, as always, some good insight from different types of people.
Nice.
Guess so.
Very nice.
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips, Dad, for the last couple minutes?
No, I don't have too many tips except just some news on the news front. I mean, like, I just heard that the Pizza Hut's starting a hot dog worked into the crust.
Yes,
that
is very
into
true.
The crust?
I actually have some information on that.
Mustard spreads and
keeping up with it. In 2012, Pizza Huts in the UK, Australia, and South Korea all got to try a ridiculous hot dog stuffed pizza crust.
Yeah.
Some of the photos leaked before they were supposed to be released, and so now it appears that, you know, because they had the stuffed crust with the cheese,
right.
Now they're doing it with hot dogs, which I don't know if you really need that.
I know. And you know, dressing it with some mustard variations.
That's
of course, it must be correct, you know. Yeah. Not too strong, but yeah.
Of course, yeah.
It's different.
It is very different. Well, we were just talking this morning about a hamburger.
All right. I think that's great. A hot dog. You take a regular-sized hot dog, split it, and grill it. You get your hamburger, lettuce, tomato, onion, special sauce, whatever you're going to use, grilled hot dog.
Okay.
And potato chips, and put and just crunch it together.
On the hamburger
I usually
one?
Don't like a lot of mixes, but I think I'd go for that.
Yeah?
I think I would.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I would try that.
It's so many combinations.
Mm-hmm.
And Dunkin' Donuts starting to deliver.
I saw that, too.
They started
if they'll deliver.
Delivering.
Oh, delivering, yes.
Delivering. I mean, that's a touchy little... I mean, you're going to have to deliver at least 2 cups. Man, although it's all...
Well, they're probably profit. Test marketing it.
Yeah,
I don't
they're
think,
testing it.
I don't think your local restaurants are going to be doing that here yet.
Not yet.
We'll see if it works.
But that is a pretty big deal to do.
It's a pretty big deal to do. I mean, you give a $10 minimum. You know what
right.
I mean?
They must have to have a certain kind of minimum. But then, sure. You got to make sure they're going to get it hot. And, oh, my gosh.
It's a big buzz. You see people in the hospital, the older people. Oh, I can't wait. Duncan's going to deliver at my house. They all work up. And I'm saying you ain't going to bring one cup.
That's for sure. George, good to see you. Thanks for the
thank you. Nice being here.
Fun. All right. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Kale and Company.